finished a new chapter of Fire Force.
Oh yeah, I read that a little bit earlier.
We get into existentialism territory now.
I'm about to say, nigga, existential crisis, nigga.
All right, you ready to start the pod though?
Yeah, my nigga, we can start to.
I don't care. Okay. What are my AKAs? Because I kind of forgot. Alright. Are we live? Yeah, we live. Wait, say something real quick.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it. We'll do it live then.
I gotta put me first, Lucius. So, what episode are we on? I'm all just compopulated.
Episode something.
We what? All right, we were at 86. Episode 86. Just... You know, episode 86. We back. We had.
What the fuck does that mean? You ever heard somebody like don't get 86?
Pretty much like disposed of. Cause like 86 is generally like a kitchen term. Like we 86 something, like you remove it from the menu like for the rest of the night type shit. So it's kind of like dismiss some shit. Like nah, we don't do that no more.
This Dilbert Tycho from Nathan's talking right here. This Nathan's Miss Super Manager.
Glory, my brother. I'm glad you asked. Then like I pushed up my imaginary glasses, started to shimmer.
That's exactly what it mean, what it say too on Google shit.
Hey, what you didn't know, I was a man who trained so much father than Shokugeki no Soma.
That's what I gotta get back on. watching that. Could just remind me of that Lou Ratchet video I just watched. He said, well, your old head tried to corrupt you. He was like, come here, young man. He said, it's been a minute since I seen you. He was like, to be honest, who you think your dad look up to? Where you think he get all his shenanigans from, huh? Me.
That's funny as hell. Alright, so yeah, it's episode 86. I'm the host. Back from vacation. The one and only Dilbert Tycho, aka the Sid the Six Spectacles, aka Negro Kaiba. Your other podcast is the third rate with fourth rate topics. Aka Shug Naito, I'll hold you by your tie and drop you off the nearest balcony in Shibuya. Aka Susio Senpai. Aka Alpha Sama, all things begin through your boy. A.K.A. Lord Toxic, the Problematic King. A.K.A. the dark-skinned Don on Yakupon, who makes all the girls from Paradise Islands wet their pants.
Yakupon, who makes all the girls moan.
On Yakupon, the only dude in Attack on Titan with a fresh lineup. But they have no barbers.
Some of the background niggas be having the mean lineup, too. For no reason.
Some of the Titans too.
Are you a Titan? With a...
They began shaped up by the Clipper Titan.
it's just some barber.
It was a Jamaican nigga.
That's a Jamaican nigga. a giant Jamaican. But anyway, my bad, yo. Good to see you, AKA.
Now I've done my AKA.
All right. Give it up for Dilbert Tycho. Let me see. What's the slow cut? What the fuck is that? Anyway. What's good, everyone? Back from vacation. It's your co-host with the most. Young Finball Calamity. So like, I'm already forgetting shit. AKA the epitome of a real man, never showing these games or these holes any true commitment. AKA Nikamaru the Black Shikamaru, AKA the Lazy Genius, AKA I Krishna, the curly head god of French poodles, AKA the Dali Akma. Come and join us as we guide you on this blissful journey of anime and manga. AKA Perv Gotti, AKA Young Roshi, AKA Six Senpai, AKA Ukitake, but I ain't called for blood. AKA the original big nose curly haired Don Dada that saved the Tontadas. Is the one and only Young God Usopp. AKA. What else I got? I forgot shit. It don't even matter. Last but not least. It is the pirate boss who fights a war with half his head knocked off. He's the one and only. Labeled the world's strongest man. It is young Edward Newgate, AKA Young Whitebeard. Back in the, I don't think I got my sound shit on. I did leave my kids with one message. I don't know. That message is gonna be able to be heard today, but let's see.
One Piece wa Jitsuzai suru.
I heard the One Piece suit is real. Remember that. And welcome back, y'all. Yeah, nigga, cue up Mace in the background. Welcome back.
Right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That nigga, remember he was doing that dance, like he looked like a T-Rex sliding over water, like when he was in the street.
Oh, was it the breeze? That all. Shit.
No, not that. In a welcome back video. Hold on. And he's outside and he was like, I know you like that. He was doing some shit with his arms. He just looked like a T-Rex trying to dance. Hold on, let's see if I can find it. Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's been a minute, but it's been about a month since we've been here.
Yo, I never know that Mace looked like Mr. Potato Head, yo.
I feel like it's too do.
Are you talking about he did that little shimmy thing?
Well, he in the street and he like he walking across the street, but like he doing like a little dance.
Yeah.
With his hands. They look like a T-Rex trying to.
Oh yeah. Alright, we gotta have like a little public service announcement, yo.
What the hell? Sir? Kids. Welcome back.
Yeah, so yeah, this is a public service announcement for all these weirdo pedophile anime fans that constantly like to beat their dicks to these sexualized minor characters in all these fucking shows. And we call them out, their excuses, oh, but it's not real, bro. Like, nah, fuck out of here, fucking weirdos. So this all stems from the newest episodes of Demon Slayer from the Entertainment District arc, for when Nezuko awakened and she, like, she grew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then, like, she developed some titties, and now all of these fucking weirdos are sexualizing her, not realizing it, and slash not caring that she's still 14 years old.
With that dangles.
Yeah. Can you use that age old excuse? Oh, but it's not real. It's just a drawing. But it doesn't matter. You shouldn't be trying to over sexualize a fucking minor character. That's not. Well, technically, Nezuko was 12 because she died when she was 12 near the 2-year time skip and all this shit. So technically, so that makes it even worse. Yeah, oh yeah, sick weirdo fucks, go jump off a bridge. That is all.
I ain't gonna judge that man. I don't know that man.
Yeah, I know that's what y'all niggas doing out here.
That's what these fucking basement dwelling weirdos be doing.
Welcome back.
All right, so we'll be starting today, Mom. It's been
a long time since I heard the Negan Bros, but I know a pie gonna come.
Let's start off with my favorite manga, The Slander, because the chapters are so short.
That would be none other than the Black Clover.
A.K.A. Naruto and Rock Lee was the main character.
You said that. Say that again.
I said A.K.A. Naruto if Rock Lee was the main character.
Hard work.
Yeah. Hard, like Jadakiss said, hard work beats talent if talent don't work hard.
All right, let me pull up Black Clover. What they call Black Clover in Japan? It's like Yami Clover? Dark Clover?
I think it's just Black Clover.
It's just Black Clover?
Mm-hmm.
But Yami knows Clover. So.
Yo, speaking of, I seen a post on Twitter. Is someone was making fun of like anime fans. He said, niggas be like, my life is an anime. And he was like, yeah, that's just called you get to know bitches.
You get to know bitches. Yeah, it's
like,
Kometsu. Oh, man.
That shit was hilarious.
We ain't got no bitches. I turn into Welvin, nigga.
Yeah.
We ain't got no bitches. Right, what chapter we got to start off from? Just sum this shit up.
Last chapter. So, all right, so pretty much, Lucifero is that nigga and no one can stop him. That's leading the chapters.
Yeah, word. That's what really been going on.
He beating the shit out of everybody. They try to attack him, but it doesn't work.
Now, Asta did something with, right? Like, who scratched him? Did somebody, like, kind of scratch him a little bit in the previous chapter? Like, somebody made, like, a...
Asta attacked him, but he blocked it with his finger on some eyes and shit.
But it did cut him a little bit, right?
Just a tiny bit, where like one drop of blood. Tiny bit. And then he snuffed the shit out of him. But then at the end of that chapter, then like the other captain showed up. And then that leads into this current chapter where they all attack him and it don't work. And he's beating the shit out of them too.
Yeah, he slid his finger across the blade and that shit made him bleed a little bit.
Call him a piece of garbage and he like snuffed him.
He literally got snuffed. He snuffed the shit out of that nigga.
Yeah. And then in this chapter, all the captains attacked him. He beat the shit out of them too.
And yeah, then my nigga Fuguilion.
Even
the last form of Charizard, nigga. Nigga just sound like a Pokemon every time I hear his name. Fuguilion, I choose you. Yeah, the magic's pulled. Magic. The captain's pulled up thinking he was about to lose him. Son, yo, he did Noel Silva crazy.
Nigga, what?
When he palmed that nigga face like he was a basketball.
And put him into the ground.
Word.
Yeah. He did this nigga so grimy. Pull it up on my screen.
And then Mariliona too, like he fucking grabbed the arm and backhanded her.
Told that bitch to get back in the kitchen.
Then they had Dude Shook from the Golden Dawn. The nigga that be transporting Julius and shit.
You know what? I thought that was a nigga who weaseled his way in with the heat.
Yeah, with the arm, with Julius, the Wizard King, yeah. But he's just glorified like transporter nigga. He just bring niggas from place to place.
Then he
That's the nigga who got the beef with Asta, right? Then Asta beat him.
Yeah, when they first met or something. Yeah, the Magic Knight.
He tried to play Asta.
Yeah. He tried to act like he was Asta's friend, so he realized Asta had no magic. He's like, "Oh, get off me, you piece of dirt." And Asta fucking knocked that nigga out the park like it was fucking Barry Bonds. But yeah, this chapter, he beat the shit out of them. And then at the end, they're like, "Oh, we're not going to give up because we're so strong." And then Asta pops up. And then the chapter ends.
Looking like Luffy coming out of Kaido's flames.
Word.
Because I got guts, nigga.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. This nigga Lucifer look like an evil spiral ham, yo.
I was looking at this nigga.
That's what happened when you leave some shit in the fridge too long. That shit turned into Lucifer. That shit getting moldy. Nigga look like some mold.
That shit is not about to work. Whatever Austin's about to do, I would just say that though.
Yeah, it's not about to. He about to break. He probably about to break his sword in half or some shit. What else?
that shit
going. He gonna hit. He gonna let him. Hit, he gonna let Asta hit him. That shit gonna break like Queen shit. when Saji body got the germa the exoskeleton shit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's talk about Well, since you brought up One Piece, let's talk about that next.
Damn, well, it's been some chapters, right?
it's been like one.
Cause when the last time we talked, you know, all the dude be taking.
I remember we talked about we talked about this chapter. Luffy at the end, Luffy and Kaido were like laughing with each other and shit, like they best friends and shit.
But that was the Zoro and King versus. Oh, was that?
Zoro had beat King.
What was that? It was 10:36.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just talk about the new chapter.
Yeah, we talk about
it. When Zoro got his nigga quarter in for this arc. Zoro gonna get a new bandana. It's gonna be a Confederate flag. He gonna look like fucking Matt. He'll look like Bandy Keith from Yu-Gi-Oh!
From Yu-Gi-Oh! Let me back. He bumping Mad Kid Rock songs.
Where? Hey, Eminem.
Everyone from Wano Kuni, put your hands up and follow me.
Nah, they don't want to follow him. Alright, so, this chapter was titled, The Drunk Dragon Bagua? Or some shit.
I don't know the official shit. This is the Shoron Hake.
Yeah, I'm on the free site. It says the kanji means a drunk dragon Bagua. Chinese readers famed for booze. Then that's fitting. So like it starts out with like everybody at Wando like realizing like the celebration is about to come to an end. Then it cuts to Kaido. He's an alcoholic, so he need to like get his daily drinking. So Luffy's like, "Yo, why are you drinking?" And Kaido's like, "Yo, it's because I'm having fun. You want some?" Like that's how you know Kaido's like a cool homie, because like he even offered his op something to drink.
Right.
Well, let's take a break. Come drink with your boy.
Word. Yeah, and Kyle's just like, "Yeah, we're supposed to have a banquet here, but y'all ruined it." And then he just started like bawling out laughing. But then Luffy about to attack him, he's like, "Alright, don't use this as an excuse for when I beat you."
And then Kaido was like, "Ah, ha, ha, my dear boy, drinking doesn't make me weak." Then he got into his Rock Lee mode.
Where is it?
The drunken fist. So Kaido even named the technique when he gets drunk, right? That's the Shoron Hake. He says it out loud.
Yeah.
So Luffy fucking try to throw a big ass fucking, what is that? Oh, that's a punch.
Yeah, he dodged it.
He just dodged it on some drunk shit while he's still laughing.
Mm-hmm. But then Kaido fucking like,
and then that nigga he go from like laughing like silly laugh to like the next panel where he like he look mad crazy like. His expression just changed, man, quick.
Got the leprosy nose.
I got the nigga nose. Nigga, yeah, he got the MLK nose, yeah.
Happy
MLK day to y'all, too.
Where it got kind of look like a Memphis nigga.
I gotta zoom in. Yo, Kaido do look like some nigga from Memphis.
So they're gonna eat fucking like fried squirrel and shit.
gonna be in the track.
Oh, I can't stop laughing. Yeah, he look like he from Memphis. This nigga be bumping Young Dolph. Oh man.
He goes to the drop ball hoping to die and get shot. But the Bulls Young Chill. No, I'm talking about him, not
I know. Oh, rest in peace, Dolph, man.
Oh, this shit. Man, kind of go to the drive by hoping to get shot, but his skills are hard, just reflects and kills everybody else around.
That's why he be sad, trying to kill himself. He be depressed. He start drinking. Oh, man. Yeah, nah. Oh, this nigga Kaido from Memphis. He had Luffy with the Memphis punch. Like he was All Might, though. That nigga got... Nigga got hit so hard the fucking the roof would start cracking and caving.
Hell yeah.
Caving in on Onigashima. That Luffy just sitting there like, that hurt.
Word.
That kind of got to his sad drunk phase.
Yeah.
talk about how long it's gonna be built.
Like for 400 years, I'm stuck. he's a little depressed because he realized he got to start over with all his fucking building.
Talk about it take about 5 years to rebuild this shit. I did my best.
Yeah, then he start fucking crying.
He said, I did my best, but maybe that's just not good enough. Sound like Vegeta. Maybe I'm not who I think I am.
Yeah, the fucking Luffy jumped at this nigga. He did the little dragon twister. Nigga Cat was like, get away from me, you damn brat.
I start crying.
That nigga Cat was mad bipolar, yo.
He said, Kaido, my pops? That's crazy.
Damn, you're the son he always wanted. Not Yamato.
Not Yamato. But...
the Kaido went to his fucking his Derek Jeter stance. It was like, that's what you get when you don't back off. And swung the bat, but then Luffy fucking dodged it and like kicked the shit out of him.
Kaido dashed towards him? Or he just swung the bat?
Yeah, Kaido dashed toward him. Because
he did the Bagu, all right? He did the Thunder Bagu.
Yeah, but then Luffy, like, stepped on top of the club. And then fucking Kaido has a crying face. And Luffy kicked him. And he's like, take that, you drunk.
Then these niggas got into a Conqueror's Haki head bash.
Yeah.
Headbutt clash.
Hell yeah. Then he fucking... Luffy go, his hockey's getting stronger. And that's how you know kind of alcoholic. He's like, damn, I was just starting to hit that good buzz. Why'd you sober me buzz. Up?
Yeah, Kaido's some nigga from Memphis.
He goes angry the angry drunk phase, yeah. Oh, yeah, he about to shoot the whole spot up.
These niggas get into
rapid fisticuffs battle.
Or Luffy do his Gatlin shit. Then Kaido do some shit called Gundari media shower. You just see mad fist. Well, I guess Kaido swinging his club, and Luffy just letting off mad Gatlin punches. Rock shit.
I go in front when they do their little fist exchange. All I hear is fucking Jotaro and fucking Dio. Yeah, they like exchanging blows back and forth and shit. Yo, Luffy keep catching him with these kicks though. I ain't gonna lie.
With these kicks, yeah. Somebody was saying they think something like Luffy be he be moving removing his sandals. They was like, you think that means something? I'm like,
because the dude I was watching, he's like
that scene was parallel to with how he kicked Hardy Jones or some shit like that. I forgot
talking about. But his sandals was still on though.
Yeah, his hands are still on here though. But he was saying somebody was in another video talking about
because he like when he fight, he only took his sandals off when he goes on the like gear four.
Yeah, the gear four shit. Yeah. Yeah, they were saying something. You think that means something? Somebody had a whole other theory about
Luffy got fucking mystical like Spanish chancla attacks.
Nah, but they were trying to say that though. The gumu gumu. So all right, let's get to this next part, and then I'll talk about because that ties into what happens next in the chapter. So they cut from the Kaido of Luffy fighting and go to the holy land of the celestial dragons, Mary Joas or whatever. You see the five elders, the girls say. Why do you, even when nobody did, these niggas always like posted up. like they about to take a like the mean group pick or some shit like that. So these niggas talking about what the fuck are they talking about?
The Goro says
talking about
One Piece equivalent of the Player Haters Club.
Yeah, word. That's exactly what they are. Not the player haters, the pirate haters club. So yeah, they basically still on this Nico Robin shit. Because for some reason she's like the biggest threat or whatever. Even though, if Dragon is the revolutionary leader, he got he's the world's most wanted man. Why the fuck Robin ain't listed as the world's most wanted woman or some shit like that? Because the way that they after her, I don't hear these niggas talking about Dragon like that.
Yeah.
And she served under Dragon. She had, I don't know if they know that, but remember she got sent to the Revolutionary Army when Akuma sent her away and shit. But yeah, then so they talk. The girls say talking. Then it cuts back to the seas around Wano and the world government ships. Not to be confused with the Navy or the Marine ship or whatever, because that's two different factions of the world government. Some niggas out in the ocean talking about he see a giant shadow and they ask, what is it? Girls say,
it's a bird, it's a plane. It's like, Zunisha. Yeah, and her 12 kids by 6 baby daddies.
I'm about to say, yo, Zunisha sounds like a wild hood rat name, my nigga.
Oh, nah, I can't say that. They gonna get me out of here like the Fresh and Fit niggas.
I seen something. They said something. They don't date black women or some shit like
that. Yeah, like, it was a lot of that's shit. That and it was like being mad. The dude being mad rude to Asian doll and shit. And they pulled up all the clips of them like disrespecting black women, but bigging up everybody else. But then what made it worse is like they had like one black girl on there, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I like you. You're not like the other ones. Like I can talk to you."
And he sound like a white man.
Yeah, this goofy bitch is like, "Oh, thank you so much."
And what he mean the other ones? If you bring in ratchet bitches, excuse me, not to call them bitches, but
all they do is bring OnlyFans bitches and like social media models. They don't bring women of substance on their show.
Somebody not like the other ones. But that's all you bring is that content.
Yeah, but how they did it, because he said, "Oh yeah, we don't date no Shaniquas and no Laquandas and shit." And I'm like, there we go. Cause the light skinned dude, he's like Arab or some shit. Like, then the other dude, yeah, he's black. But they got exposed for like a while back for being like simps, like trying to pay girls to like talk to them and shit. Who don't be giving them the time of day. But back to the One Piece chapter though. So it seems like they like act like a specific like devil fruit. And it shows Zunisha, so maybe Zunisha is like a person that's in a zone form. But what I was telling you, remember I was telling you yesterday, I think it's like maybe one of the giants from Elbaf, because this is the first quote unquote devil fruit user that we see that's this giant. Because even Jack wasn't like that big in his transform state. Wait, yo, you can hear me?
You hear me?
I can hear you now.
Ah, yeah. Because my fucking, the wire is like a short and the shit that, the microphones. Every time that shit come loose a little bit, the fucking Discord, I was like, do you want to switch? And they always lose connection. So when I got it like on the voice mod shit, that shit don't be registering. I had to close like the Discord out or the voice mod out and then reopen it for the shit. Like, I'm not doing all that. I'm just about to switch to the back to the, just the regular name that my mic is or whatever. But yeah, I was like, yeah, Jack was nowhere near that big. Pause.
Oh. And then it's so funny because at the end of the chapter goes, they were hiding the true name from the annals of history. And then you see a small text, what does this mean? And it's like, it's asking us, we don't fucking know.
Yeah, well,
we try to figure this shit out too.
Oh, did you try to build hype up? Mm-hmm. But alright, so back to the YouTuber, the Uteron, shout out to my guy from Japan. he kind of did some speculation on this. And because people were saying, oh, maybe like most people, I think, be thinking it's like they talking about what like Zunisha, maybe it's a Zoan fruit, some shit like that. But he was talking about what if it's Luffy's fruit, and what if he talked about all the symbolism and like when he talks about he went to what Rayleigh said about Raja, about his flame turned into a hellfire that like ignited the world, I guess, like the, you know, the shit like that. And then Nico Robin, something about her flame or her light or some shit, the flame of revolution, some shit. And then he was saying, what if it's not rubber that is Luffy's thing? Maybe what if it's oil? And he was saying, like how a lot of like names like the, it's like cannons, Gatlins, it's all guns. Yeah. He was like, what you need for that is it's like pistol oil or some shit like that. And he's saying oil kind of has like the same, he was like oil, but then it was like fats in parentheses. He was like fat. He was like, it has almost the same properties of rubber or some shit like that. It's something that could ignite. It's something that could stretch, be soft, and all this other type of shit. And damn, I wish I had the video up right. But basically, he broke down like what the real name of the fruit could be, and it came back to the Nika Nika fruit. So like the sun god Nika, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. What flame around? So the, why does it look like he has a flame head and something like that too? And they even Heal Girl even referred to him kind of as like Flame DD or some shit like that. And he was saying Nika is the Greek word that means victory. He said Rome, he was talking about how everybody was talking about like Roger's will setting the world on fire with his flames or whatever, and he talked about the symbolism with Sabo and Ace and they devil fruit and the light slash, I guess, like flame that they had to put out. They're talking about Emu Sama. Talking about it's Luffy that he, even though they had show, maybe that light, that flame he's talking about was Luffy. And then he had already made videos about.
And then that kind of made sense too, because his new, that Red Hawk attack, it's like fire.
It's fire, yeah. He was talking about why the properties, maybe it's not rubber, it's oil instead. So he's like, we see him jump through the flames with Kaido. Like, yeah, he got hurt a little bit. He was able to pretty much come out that unscathed, kind of, whatever shit like that. And he was saying, like, when the city, and I think was it Rome, caught on fire in like 594 AD, and they was revolting. It was a revolution. The citizens was, he was like, what was the citizen? Nika. He was like, sun god Nika. He was, it means victory. So he was saying. And on the first, I think one of the first chapters, the first 10 chapters of the thing, the goddess Nike, which is the same, comes from Nika, the night, Nike, but we say Nike like the sneaker, is on Luffy's ship. I was like, damn, that's some shit. You gotta really pay attention to, or whatever like that. So. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're talking about Zunisha, but I also think whatever he's talking about could be the...
Because now it makes sense why Who's Who is probably looking for that specific devil fruit.
For that
while,
devil fruit,
while the world government want just a devil fruit that makes you like turn into rubber.
Yeah, rubber, yeah. Unless they know what, like what is awakening. I don't know. But that was still mean they know about something about it from the past or something like that. Feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
They still got some kind of reason to be fearful. I don't know. But yeah, I implore and urge everybody to go watch Juice Run. Some of his older videos, I guess after Brago DH, well, it was really O'Hara. And then everybody started watching O'Hara's video. O'Hara did the breakdown of Uteron's. So ever since he did that, he been putting if you click the subtitles on Uniron's video, of course he's Japanese, so he's speaking Japanese, but the subtitles are in English, and for the most part the subtitles, it's not like that confusing. Sometimes so it's might not get, it'll get not mistranslated, but sometimes it'll put the, like every time he says something about Hiyori, Momonosuke's sister, sometimes it'll say something about weather, but that's what her name kind of like means or some shit in some kind of way or whatever. So it'll say Hiyori sometimes. Sometimes it'll say Hiyori and like weather. Like it kind of get like kind of a little bit of mixed up. But for the most part, the subtitles, the translation is good. You're not going to not understand what he's saying or whatever. Like, so yeah, I think he. Because Oda even said it. Remember, they asked him the last SBS. He was like, he trying not to watch them because they figuring some of the shit out. So clearly, somebody is figuring the shit out. I think Uteron is one of the people figuring out that Oda be the numbers and the chapter titles to basically tell the story. Because he said he thinking chapter 1038. Was it 1038? No. What was it? I think maybe the next chapter, he said something. And he was like, it's like three threes or some shit like that. He was like, and that's it. Kuzan. And maybe he's like, he thought in 999 that Kuzan was going to appear. But it wound up talking about, it wound up showing the story, a fight between Ace and Yamato when they fought. But he was like, what was the parallel to that? The fuck? Because remember, we found out Yamato has ice powers. And he was saying that a parallel to that, he's saying he thought 999 was going to be something about Kuzan, was when Kuzan and Akainu fought the fire ice on Punk Hazard. So he was like, it did kind of tie in out, but
nah, but however the Wano shit ain't going to be fucking crazy.
It gotta be, because Oda keeps saying that it's just going to be crazy, but I don't know.
No, but so far it's been there. Like, it's not as hype as like Marineford yet.
It's
almost there.
He said it's gonna make a child's play, but I'm like, why? Because it's two emperors there, but
yeah,
I don't know.
But it seems like Luffy squad is like handling shit pretty smoothly, because like they're not struggling like how they struggled at Marineford.
Yeah,
like cause that was because it was a battle just to get to Ace.
Yeah, but the world government, I want. If they know two people is there, two emperors is there, I don't know. They gotta have some coming in on them ships.
Man, that's why they was like, yo, we know there's two emperors there, so we're gonna let them take the blame when shit go wrong.
Yeah, but there gotta be some strong niggas there.
Yeah. Whoever the rest of these CP0 niggas is. Yeah. And Rob Lucci so gotta have supposedly strong. Yeah, Rob Lucci probably got like a crazy like power up.
He turned to the Super Jaguars.
Or
he went to one. He turned to the car Jaguar. Just start running niggas over.
He went to Wakanda and got the Killmonger suit.
Yeah, where I got my says Black Panther type shit. Where... All right, we'll be gonna talk about next. What else is on the docket?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
And so pretty much the chapter's about Fushiguro being a fucking beast. So
the dark haired assassin.
Yeah. How Sasuke should have been. Like pretty much that's all the chapter was. Fushiguro beat the shit out this dude. And then homeboy thought he figured out how Megumi's shadows work. Like he takes in the weight of everything that he brings into his shadow. So he tossed like two vehicles into his shadow and Megumi started to be held down. But then as that happened, fucking Megumi was like, yo, which one of us gonna get crushed first? Because he summoned his elephant on top of the other dude too, as the dude summoned the cars on him.
And homie even said, yo, didn't he say something early in the chapter?
Yeah, like, he brought his elephant out, it's gonna be a wrap for him.
It's gonna be a wrap for me, yeah. Megumi was fucking this nigga up.
Yeah, but this is the first time he actually like got information to how Megumi's shadow powers
work. Tell the shadows work, yeah.
So I kind of like that.
And it was kind of like a little twist because the nigga, his name Reggie or whatever, got this receipt ability or whatever, curse technique. He was saying like he got a simple domain where that kind of like negates the sure one hit kill shit of.
Yeah, but because
domain expansions, but yeah, because
Fushiguro girls is incomplete and it's not like that. It enhances like his curse techniques on like hit rate and like effectiveness like 120%.
Yeah. So that shit kinda like that simple domain kinda really didn't work. Cause it really just Megumi just got like a stat buff.
Yeah, that's pretty much it is. It's funny that, like, this is the second time he used it, or like the third time. Like, he always makes some crazy face before he used the domain expansion.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the chapter. Fucking Megumi is a beast. Like, who, like, if him and like Itadori fought to the death, if Itadori didn't have Sukuna, who you think will win?
I because of Megumi with the shadow shit, and his pedigree, where he come from, I think I might Fushiguro.
But then Itadori if you go, he got the Black Flash shit.
Yeah, that's true too.
But that's only if he gets into like the zone. That's like a very specific circumstance.
Yeah, and but I mean, he has crazy physical strength, but Megumi strength crazy too though.
Yeah,
especially if he do shit like this.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think he might end up in a tie, to be honest.
You said what?
I said, I think it'd end up in the tie. But in the event that it was a fight to the death, and Itadori has Sukuna, then Itadori would win. Or maybe not. Sukuna probably let fucking. Like, Sukuna probably would, like, fucking wouldn't even help Itadori, let him be killed. And do some shit. Whatever shit. I'm still trying to figure out what he's trying to do to, like, Fushiguro. Cause he got plans for him like that's like his child.
Yeah, why does Fushiguro make this crazy ass? What he do is. That's his pops. His pops character coming through in the Marquez. Mm-hmm. Toji. What was his pops name? Toji.
Yeah, Toji. Yeah. The reason why Gita referred to him, like non-sorcerers as monkeys. Like he ain't start his people hatred until he took his L.
Yeah, he body and Gojo. Gojo almost got near death. Developed that with the reverse technique shit on with his infinity shit. Gojo had to come near death to ascend to godhood.
Yeah, this nigga fucking Gojo ascended from like regular nigga status to like goat. Like goat behavior. Niggas like, I've seen all that there is to know. I know all that there is to see. Like, and fucking ever since fucking the curse is plotting on his downfall for that specific Halloween. Yo, that's a crazy day to just want to like trap somebody for eternity on Halloween.
Yeah, all Gojo had to be like is fucking. I had to remember that's the only reason why they trapped him because he didn't want to cause like casualties when he was like in the train station, the subway station, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they kind of used that to maybe like if he was gonna kind of technique or cause. What if he was like, hey, say, sacrifice a few to save the many type shit?
Yeah.
Their whole plan would have just backfired, but I guess they knew that was the. Boy, he had to change their heart. I know it. Like, I can't get caught. I can't afford to get caught because look what's happening right now.
This shit is hitting the fan.
Shit hits the fan. What else?
My Hero. There's a whole bunch of talking. Essentially, the plan is to split all the League of Villains up and beat them one by one. Because if they're all together, they can't win. That was like the first half of the chapter, because they were saying
what else?
That fucking Aizawa was telling Aoyama the truth. Was like, yo, after this, he probably gonna be expelled. But for right now, you gotta do what the fuck you gotta do. Cause like, I ain't like your little classmate. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Does Dobby that strong? He talking about All Might talking about Dobby. To act as their vanguard, he could stop us right in the tracks.
Well, remember, Endeavor said that his flames are stronger than his.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's why he also has those burns on his body. But then, why didn't fucking All For One just give him a quirk to have, like, instant regeneration or some shit?
Talking about Dobby? Yeah, why?
Because he was like
giving him the body that Endeavor wished for him to have some like cooling technique too.
Where exactly?
Yeah, we just discovered a plot hole.
Oh, now we going.
But you know, Dobby don't really fuck with niggas. So maybe he was like, nah.
He's like, nah, I'm good. I just want to raise hell so my daddy will love me.
Yeah, right.
He got daddy issues.
started causing torment. Well, he looked like a broken man.
Or he like burning bushes, like, notice me.
I've never seen a nigga look so broken.
Word. Endeavor,
yeah,
right?
Endeavor, yeah.
Nigga, yeah, like everything they've ever known in life is like a lie.
A lie, yeah, all right. He just couldn't process it.
Hell yeah, think about the... he's like one more reveal away from like having a mental breakdown, yo.
Yeah, right. He could be where Todoroki mom is at, where his wife at. But see, it was like in that asylum or some shit.
Yeah, he gonna have that fedora on still to be rocking.
He had his world shattered because his son turned about to be this bad villain that kill people.
He gonna turn to Eustace. He gonna have the hat on, just rocking back and forth to the chair.
That nigga looking mad sad in the ring.
Nigga, I was like, what crime this nigga about to go solve? Nigga, him and Hawk.
Nigga was crying so much, he's like, do I have a water quirk too? Am I Midoriya?
am I Shoto?
Shoto!
But yeah, yeah, so he said, yeah, he's talking to Aoyama, talking about, yeah, Aizawa was talking.
And he was like, yeah, so they figured out that All For One didn't, like, put any, like, brainwashing shit to make him blow up like they did for, like, Nagant.
Yeah, Lady Nagant, yeah.
And Aizawa got all, like, profound, like, what he did instill in him was fear.
Yeah, word. He told this nigga just to fight to do the right thing.
Yeah, he's like, at this point, you have, like, the dog option left for you. You gotta fight.
So this nigga, you know, to live a life full of regrets. Mm-hmm. Remorse, that's not how I want my students to live.
Yeah, but then he was like, of course, we'll protect you, but, you know, that could be fuck with you. Don't. And then at the end, Aizawa was like, yeah, we're not going to send you on your own. And then it cuts to Shinso. So I wonder how strong Shinso got. Because now nigga hanging upside down with the scarf looking like Spider-Man.
Right, he's supposed to, he looking like Eraserhead Conjure.
Yeah.
What the Eraserhead be doing? Well, Eraserhead been training him, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like Sasuke and all.
Exactly.
And fucking Kakashi. Now he gonna be spamming all the Aizawa techniques like he created them, like, yeah. Sasuke did with Chidori.
Yeah, like real quick though about that, Kakashi was a piece of shit like teacher because he only taught Sasuke.
Yeah, he didn't really teach nothing to Naruto.
Like, and like he made one mention that Sasuke was good with Genjutsu and did nothing with it.
Yeah, word.
But then he was like, Naruto is just Naruto. Like he got it. When Jiraiya popped up, he was like, I bet. You got it from here, Chief.
Yeah. Because I'm about to say, well, not? He went with Jiraiya, but yeah, but that was after the... Yeah, I already started training Sasuke.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because he saw himself in Sasuke.
Yeah, like, he can relate to him all. Because they technically had, like, the same kind of, like, past.
Kind of. I mean, his whole clan didn't get killed. The father committed suicide.
Yeah, but he's like, everyone he cares about is dead. At that point, what he thought. Yeah, the nigga Sasuke talk shit to him when Kakashi had him tied up. He goes, how about I kill everyone you care about?
Nigga said they already dead.
He said, yeah, that'd be bad, but they're already dead. So Sasuke like, wait, huh?
And from that point on, I was like, Sasuke, everything he did from you got an example of a nigga
who did what he did. But Sasuke was impatient, that's why. He wanted to like He wanted a result instantly. He didn't want to work for it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because he let Orochimaru, like, tickle his butthole with his long-ass tongue for 3 years. All right. Okay, now we can, like, do, like, a little news segment. Talk about all the hot goss of these anime and gaming streets. So first off, the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero movie is like selling like hotcakes. It sold 6.3 million tickets for 8.6 billion yen. And that is the equivalent of, let me see. $74.9 million in 24 days. And also, they're bringing they're going to show the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero movie in theaters in America starting in March. So I'm going to go see this shit in the theater. What else?
I know. So some people was a little, I guess, fearful that because none of the people from the main story here, really. Some of them are, but
yeah, it's Maki, Panda, and what's homeboy with the talking curse technique?
I forgot. Some people. Nah.
Cause all the main people are in it except for fucking Itadori, Megumi, and Kugisaki.
And Megumi was around anyway.
Technically, but he wasn't in the movie. He wasn't in the story at all. Oh, Inumaki, that's the guy with the talking curse technique.
I was about to call him Sashimi, but that's
that's the shit he be saying.
Yeah. But that's mad money for him.
Yeah. Because they did the same thing Demon Slayer did. They capitalized off like the hotness. Right after the anime ended, they was like, boom, movie. Like the same way Demon Slayer did with the Mugen Train shit.
Yeah, but that Mugen Train.
Yeah. You just all fucking... Rengoku himself was like, on Earth. Because everybody and their mother went to go see that shit.
But nah, 74 equivalent, 4 million.
In 2 days?
That bread. Is that 24 days?
Yeah, in 24 days, yeah.
That's way more than a lot of movies. Especially absolutely. Over here. Dragon Ball Z will do 100. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. That was only in Japan for 25
million.
In Japan,
million. Yeah. 24 million. Nigga, that's a little bit over. That's 3 mil every day?
Yeah.
72, 24 times. Or 3 mil.
Yeah, well, let's round it up to like to 75 because it's like 70, like 4.96. So, let's say 75.
Let's just hope that Yakutame gets some bread. I'm like,
yeah,
you mislay him. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, you're right, like a little bit over 3 million a day. That's still an insane number of like tickets to sell. They announced a short gameplay for the new My Hero Battle Royale game.
Oh yeah, I gotta look
that up. It's gonna be free to play.
Is it mobile or is it a console?
It's a console game. It says it's gonna be on PS4, Xbox, the Switch, and PC.
Cause I know like Black Clover in
it. Yeah, but it's gonna be like gonna be 24 players though, so I don't know how they're gonna break that up into teams. Gonna be probably like 6 teams of 4 or some shit. Or like 8 teams of 3. Well, I guess it depends. You can do like you know, singles.
Oh, it's going to be 24 fighting at one time?
Yeah. Huh? That's kind of whack, though.
I thought you were saying,
Oh, like the roster.
Yeah, I thought you were saying. How the fuck one's just as 4 points out of 5 stars?
I guess it has how many stars?
Go, well, according to Google. For the 438, Jordan even gave it 4.5.
Uh-oh, look who just joined the Discord, our boy Lens.
Oh, he...
But yeah, like, no, My Hero 1 Justice 2 is trash.
They had 2 of them?
Yeah. Hopefully they don't make a third one. Like, the only people who wanted to do make anime games is Cyber Connect 2, because they're the only ones who seem to do it right.
Yeah, like
Bandai Namco? Yeah. The Bandai Namco is like the publishing company.
The publishing? Okay. People that are actually developing.
Yeah, I forgot their names, but whoever they are, these fucking stop doing anime games. Cause I think they're the same people who did the One Punch Man shit. Alright, what else in these anime related that we talk about? Oh yeah, so I've been watching the Entertainment District arc of Demon Slayer, and like, once again, like, yo, the animation is like fucking on point, yo. This shit is like godly.
Is this still ufotable? Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, they can't switch now. They can't switch.
Cause you know they were the owners.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, if they switch, it's going to be the same thing that happened with One Punch Man. Everybody going to fucking complain every, like, episode about the animation.
Said One Punch.
But if you're being honest, the animation is, like, 6/10 of the reason why Demon Slayer is so good.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because the plot is alright, characters are cool, but it's mostly the animation carrying it. I probably, if it didn't look like this, it would not be as popular as it is now.
Nope. It wasn't because of the anime.
Yeah, all like
the issues was going fucking crazy.
Yeah, episode 19, we fought Rui. I'm like, even me, I'm like, yo, god damn, this shit was fucking amazing. And then
like Vegeta.
Of course.
It's ufotable. Unbelievable.
Has he really found a way to surpass a super animator?
Better than One Punch Man season? No, I'm sorry. One Punch.
Yeah, One Punch Man season 1 was different.
Yeah, that's just, I watched that. I thought I watched that Genos.
Yeah, he's like, is this shit better than Dragon Ball Z?
I got betrayed by my own thoughts.
Yeah, you questioned your faith for a second.
Yeah, I was like, does God truly know? But yo.
That's it? Yeah, we can go to like the gaming section. So shout out to Activision and Call of Duty for putting out this bullshit ass Attack on Titan DLC out.
Yo, that picture in the thumbnail, is that supposed to be Levi?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's the whole skin.
That nigga look crazy.
Yeah.
look wild.
And then they have like fucking like Sky Regiment like pins for the guns and shit, like special killing animations that uses like the swords. But that nigga don't look like Levi at all. That nigga look like fucking like Indian Brendan Fraser, the nigga from The Mummy.
Hey, he look like he got like chubby nigga.
Yeah.
He ain't do look like some Indian version.
All right. What else? Yeah. Shout out. So, God of War has recently released on PC. Like,
I'm about to say,
one of the best games on PS4. It was number one on Steam charts. Yeah, number one is like God of War. Then 2 and 3 is Monster Hunter Rise. 4 is Ready or Not. 5 is Elden Ring. 6 is the Valve Index VR Kit. 7 Project Zomboid. 8 is Dying Light 2. 9 It Takes 2. And number 10, Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. This is the top sellers list. God of War putting in that work.
Yeah, let's not forget the saying that in Dredge mod.
Oh yeah, so shout out to the PC community that modded CJ into the game.
I like that. Not to get the mod, dude. Crack version.
Oh, you could probably do it.
To the game. Problems.
Oh, I'm about to put an image into the chat. Look at another mod somebody did.
All you had to...
They turned Kratos into a giant eyeball.
Just follow the damn arrow. I feel like that shit from when they fought the full
you Hawkins. Oh yeah, the little bat shit.
They said a little flying shit. Yeah, the echoey voice. That's how ghost eyes was popping.
Oh yeah. No. All right. What else we got to talk about? So Dying Light 2 allegedly is going to take 500 hours to complete 100%. But then they had to clarify because people like couldn't read. And it was like, it takes about 20 hours to complete the main story and 500 if you do everything. What the everything entails, we have no idea. But they also did come out and say that they're going to support the game for at least 5 years, like after it launches. Which is not a bad thing, because they still support Dying Light 2, like Dying Light 1 to this day, with new content. Because that game, even though that game came out like 2015, so it's been what, like 7 years? But yeah, like 7 years? Because that game came out in December.
Damn, yeah.
They have like new content for that shit all the time.
For the first Dying Light?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, another like more news. The Battlefield 2042 community is dying because of all like the bugs and shit, and they keep taking modes out, and the game is not up to the quality that Battlefield usually is. So now they got, now they can make a roadmap to try and make things right to make it a better game. But by then it might be too late. Because remember, I was hyped for that shit too until I saw how that shit came out.
Yeah. That reminds me of the back and
that reminds you of what?
RDC World. Of course. Well, with some of the guest content creators, and they were talking about video going on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the niggas was trying to make an argument like, nah, they not. So if, it's, but they were saying, like, if games are constantly, like, he was like, what Street Fighter was Street Fighter 5, but only had like 10. Or was that 4?
So,
then they kept adding Street Fighters. Remember they only had a certain character?
Yeah, like 10 characters, drop, yeah.
And then they were just adding shit.
Yeah, and then they added shit where you could like put like advertisements on like your character clothes and shit. And if you did that, like you would gain more experience and all that when you do fights.
There's a nigga was trying to argue with one of the fighting games, period. But he was like, yeah, but how long did it take? You released some shit that only had 10 playable characters, then you just slowly kept doing and rollouts, adding more people.
Yeah, it didn't even have a story mode.
Yeah, like, come on, son. So he was trying to make the argument that like once you get the complete, it should be better. But back in the day, you got a game, the shit was complete. Yeah.
But, like, it's a lot of shit. I think it's, like, the shareholders and, like, the higher-ups pressing these niggas to, like, release things, like, when they're not ready. And also, like, so many developers is, like, lazy because they know they can get away with it with patches. And they know people are going to keep playing it.
Well, that's what he was the dude who was caping for the good. He was saying that, like, as a community, niggas be still going out buying.
Exactly.
And I forgot the one game. Oh, he was saying Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, Battlefront, yeah.
Battlefront 2 or some shit. He was like, niggas, let them niggas know, like, we ain't fucking with.
Yeah, because, like, their backlash is crazy. Like, they about to lose, like, the license for that shit. Yeah, they took, because all that loot box shit, but they took all that shit out. Because instead of like making like finished products, they add mechanics to like nickel and dime niggas. Like Halo, that shit free to play, and you know everything's pretty much like unlocked, like base game wise. But if you want like the extra cosmetics and shit, you can't even earn them in game by like winning because like you don't even get experience by like actually being good. You got to complete challenges and shit. And then if you want certain cosmetics and shit to look different, you gotta pay money.
So is it still a possibility you can get that using experience?
No. So how it works is that you can level up, and you would get like XP boosts and like challenge like respect. So like if you get a challenge that you don't want, you can do the challenge thing to like get a different one if you don't want to do that specific one. But that's if you don't have the battle pass. But as you level up, you can see the cosmetics that you would have got if you had bought the battle pass. But it won't unlock for you.
They just dangling this shit.
Yeah, so, but once you buy the battle pass, you'll retroactively unlock everything that you, like, leveled up for it. So essentially, you still kind of gotta pay if you want to get the good shit.
Yeah.
Like, a few weeks ago, like, nigga was fiending, getting these fucking cat ears for their character. That shit was like $10 a piece. And then, in other news, fuck NVIDIA, because they keep making all these graphics cards that no one's going to be able to get. They announced a 3050 graphics card, which is pointless.
The MSRP on
it. Oh, that's 250.
250?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
But it's weaker than the, Remember we said like Shorty Son had like a 1660 or some shit? Were you trying to get a gaming PC or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the 3050 is slightly stronger than that, but very barely. Like, your 580 is still stronger than that.
For real?
Yeah.
Ew, that's nasty.
Yeah, for 250, so for the people who want to kind of upgrade, but not really. Because it has ray tracing in it, that's why.
Fuck Ray.
Yeah. And then,
Ray.
And then remember they released the 3080 Ti like a couple months ago that had like the 12 gigs of VRAM for like $1,000. So now they released a regular 3080 with 12 gigs of VRAM. And apparently that's supposed to be more expensive than that for some reason. And then they announced a 3090 Ti, but they have given no details on that just yet. Release date or price. And I say all that to say that no one's going to be able to buy any of this shit still. And then every month I like to torture myself. I like to go on eBay and see how much this shit is going for. So I'm going to do that right about now. So I'm typing 3080.
Time for niggas to consider AMD cards.
Yeah, you know, you have a better chance of getting an AMD card. I ain't gonna front. I'm thinking about getting one.
I just gotta get a new monitor. I think.
That shit is insane. And it's only showing that the 3080 Founders Edition. $1,600. Like, these shits is going like double, even three times more than what the fucking card is actually worth. And then what I found out too, these bitch ass scalpers and shit are buying these graphic cards in bulk from these companies wholesale. And that's another reason why niggas not getting no cards. And then niggas are selling like whole mining rigs on eBay. Like, this shit is insane. I'm just going to fucking AMD and call it a day because I don't care about ray tracing and shit, so I don't really give a fuck. I turned that shit on just so it looks nice a little bit, but it's not really like something I'm feeling for. How much? Let me see. I'll go on Micro Center to see if I can like find one on sale. Yeah, like the AMD shits, they be saying buy it in the store, limited availability. Before the Nvidia shit, that's just out of stock, unavailable. So yeah, I might just forget a fucking AMD car, yo. About to get this shit after PayPal, yo. About to get this shit in four payments.
Yeah. Shout out to Klarna after paying off.
Word.
Firm.
Now, shout out to Affirm, because now I think you can do flights with Affirm or some shit.
You can do who?
You can do, like, Affirm. Like, use it, like, on flights.
On flights now? Word?
Yeah.
It's going to be mad niggas not paying.
Nigga, what?
They gonna make that first payment, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time you make the first payment, you gonna be home already. Niggas gonna cancel their card. Is there anything else to talk about? Not really. Oh, real quick, yeah. So, the dude at Sony who developed the PS4 and the PS5, Mark Cerny, think they said he filed a patent for like backwards compatibility for the PS5. Like they found a way. And then shortly after that rumor about them finding a way for backwards compatibility, PS3 games were spotted on certain sections of like the PS5 PlayStation store for purchase. So I don't know if that's like a glitch or what, but people are speculating that it might be like, you know, it might be nothing, but also might be something. So it's not really clear. Well, the games in question that popped up were like Prince of Persia games. But then some people, who, when they clicked on it, it showed like a PS Now prompt, so it might have been a glitch.
It showed a what prompt?
Like, for instead of for saying like buy, it showed like a PS Now button in place. Or it might have something to do with this new service PlayStation is working on. It's like combining PS Plus and PS Now together into one. And there's also more Sony news. Since they can't make enough PS5s, so they're making more PS4s. I don't know how that helps with the situation, but that's what's going on right now.
Say that again.
Because Sony can't keep up with the demand and can't make enough PS5s, they're making more PS4s instead.
So the PS4 use less parts?
I don't know, but I don't know how that helps because no one's going to buy PS4s because they have them already.
Yeah, I'm looking at the AMD cards. Mm-hmm. October 2020. The 6000 series.
Yeah, 6700, 6800, and 6900.
Yeah, they back when this shit first came, 68 was 579.
Yeah, because these are all like the upsold prices. Because the 6900 is supposed to be $1,000, but it's going on here for like $1,499. But I think it's because like it's those the aftermarket cards, not direct from AMD. So I'll probably stop by Marco Sony all like on my fucking lunch break and just to see what they got in there. Oh shit, speaking of that, I gotta clean up my computer. It's been like 6 months. It's time for me to deep clean this shit.
I gotta get one of them dusters.
I don't like using the cans because like when you hold the shit for too long, the shit get cold, and then like the air stop coming out. Now I be feeling like I got like an ice grenade in my hand.
Other than that, anything?
Nah.
Let's not forget next month, the godly month of game.
Oh yeah, we can't forget about that. So hold on, let me pull up the game list. So we have to start the month off. I'll start with the rest of this month. So on Thursday, God of War just came out. Then we have the game that no one asked for, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction on Thursday.
I never played none of the Rainbow.
Well, don't start with this one. No, the only Ghost Recon, the only Rainbow Six shit we played was... Oh, no. Future Soldier wasn't even Ghost Recon, so... I mean, Rainbow Six, so never mind.
It was...
Okay, so February. So we have Life is Strange in February 1st. Then we have Dying Light 2 February 4th. Sifu on February 8th. We also have a whole lot of fodder. We have the Assassin's Creed the Ezio collection coming to the Switch. It's going to run out of glory. It's 10 frames per second. Then on February 18th, we have Horizon Forbidden West. Elden Ring on February 25th. The Evil Dead game supposed to come out in February. And yeah, that's all the heat for February.
Got the Project Z.
Project what?
That shit where you got it. Like, characters trying to survive.
Right? What game?
Project Z shit. Where you like humans trying to survive.
And... Oh, the Dragon Ball Z shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. The Dragon Ball Z Breakers or whatever the fuck that shit called.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, why is this Project?
Oh, I ain't worried about that game.
Project. The end of the... No, they just want this. From Kakarot. Got some shit up here.
Yeah, I think that was the old Xenoverse title.
Okay, but that's Goku and then Toto, Piccolo, Gohan.
Oh no, the Project Z was Kakarot, you're right.
$59.99, like.
But I guess on that note, we can get out of here. Okay, ain't nothing else to talk about.
History Month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Black History Month's coming up. It's not coming up. Black History Month is next month.
Good games drop. Every black person.
So no. If you're not black, buy your black friend like a manga, an anime DVD set, or a video game. Whichever one they prefer.
Well. Next week, no One Piece.
Yeah, no One Piece. Every time Oda brings some heat, he always take a break.
Right in hand.
Cramping up.
Y'all, next week.
Yep.
Remember, pandemic still going on. Omarion.
Yeah, if you get on the Omarion, you might find the urge to dance randomly in public places or in private. You know, just don't touch anything while you do it.
Yeah.
On that note, we out of here.
Ooh, baby.
All right, deuces.